covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Hey, while we're headed for Thanksgiving, why not grab on to one caller here on the hotline and say thanks for listening, Ken. Ken's checking from Livonia. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to comment that I have to say that I do not think the economy is in any great shape. And I'll base it quickly on the fact that our national debt keeps climbing, the fact that we have to print money as well as borrow money so we can pay our bills. I still keep hearing that we're borrowing as much as 50 cents for every dollar we're spending. So I think that our economy is being artificially held up. But I don't think it's really good in the real, you know, what's really going on.
All right, Ken, greatly appreciate that. That's Ken checking in Livonia. Clearly, our deficit and our debt are big concerns. They remain that way, without question. All right, it's Monday, and here at a new time and a new place is Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Megan, welcome to Mondays.
Good morning, Monday. Hi, Steve.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Lovely. I had a lovely weekend. How about you?
Lovely.
Glad to
Very
hear
nice.
That.
Yes.
I loved Saturday Night Live smacking Al Franken around. For once, they smacked around a Democrat, but they kind of failed to mention the fact that he worked there for years. They missed that point. What do you make of it?
Well, don't you find it interesting how Al Franken is not trending the news? It's been completely buried, but we should not be surprised because Bob Menendez, the pedophile, now trended in the mainstream media, and Al Franken, the serial groper and harasser, is not trending either. Why? Because those two men are Democrats, much like they buried the Bill Clinton escapades that he had with Jeffrey Epstein, and when he had as early as the governor in Arkansas, and most likely before. So we can't expect that the mainstream media or the entertainment industry is going to, Saturday Night Live poked fun at it, but really, it's not a funny matter. If Al Franken had any integrity, ha-ha, he'd resign. And I don't hear any calls for Al Franken or Senator Bob Menendez from either party to step down.
Actually, I did see a couple of asking for Franken to step down, but Bob Menendez, whose list of alleged crimes are quite a bit more lengthy than Al Franken even, I mean, not even close, what Menendez did. But I saw a remarkable article come out from The Atlantic, I believe, yesterday. The Atlantic being one of those bastions of liberal thought. It said, we have to come to terms with Bill Clinton. That means we have to come to terms that we had a violent rapist as president for 8 years.
Yeah, and the feminists and the left, which are basically the same thing, did absolutely nothing. They exalted him. Actually, they did do something. They exalted him. They praised him. They honored him. And they allowed him, and then you'll hear the feminists and the left and the press say, well, he was impeached. Well, he was impeached for lying. He was not impeached for rape.
Well, that's right. For lying, not for rape, because Juanita Broderick was not believed, and they got her to say something, you know, at a deal on the record once that didn't happen. Well, she quickly came back from that saying, well, I was basically forced into doing that. And Juanita Broderick, they believe her now. All of a sudden, she's credible after all of these years. Isn't that incredible?
Well, yeah, and the reason why she's credible is because the Clintons lost their power. And I've said this about Donald Trump before, is that Donald Trump destroyed an enormous amount of power. He destroyed the Clinton dynasty, and he destroyed the Bush dynasty. He destroyed basically the Democrat Party alongside with Barack Obama, because Barack Obama left the DNC $24 million in debt.
Right.
And he also destroyed the establishment of the Republican Party.
But I see the Democratic Party is rebuilding because they have the ability to rebuild with Flake, McCain, Collins, Murkowski. Need I go on?
McConnell.
McConnell, forgot about that, yeah. So the Democrats are definitely rebuilding with those folks. Speaking of which, and I want to get to this and a few other topics today with you because we got so much to cover on a Monday, as always, but... it looks like it. I don't know if it matters what kind of tax plan is put forward, because Flake and McCain, Collins and Murkowski, when it comes to voting for a tax plan, I think they're going to say no.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're going to say no as well. And what do those Murkowski and Collins and McCain and Flake all have in common? They're moderate. And I've said this before, that moderates only win if they run as conservatives. So they lie in order to get elected, and then they side with their friends across the aisle to work with the Democrats to grow government in order to raise taxes. They never cut spending. And that's the problem I have with this tax cut bill. Yes, for businesses, large businesses, it's great. However, I wouldn't call it tax reform. It's not tax reform. Sure, we might have one card, but we still have four tax brackets. No one's really getting any major relief because government is operating at the same size and bloated shape that it was before this quote-unquote tax cut bill.
Well, that's
yes,
right.
I don't expect much from the moderate senators except to side with the Democrats.
I guess my question is this, because looking at all the tea leaf reading that's going on from Goldman Sachs specifically today, says if you thought 2017 was surprisingly good, just wait for 2018. They say it's going to be a great year for the global economy, but they say a lot of that is predicated on whether or not this tax bill gets through. Now, there was no tax bill in 2017. We had a pretty good year overall. Well, one of our callers there doesn't agree, obviously, because of the debt that we still carry, which I can't discount the debt that we have. However, unemployment is low. Wages are higher. Home ownership is moving back up again. Confidence in the economy. In fact, I just read a small thing here for Thanksgiving this year. Might set an all-time record for travel before Thanksgiving. Millions of people going out for Thanksgiving. Why is that? The best it's been since 2005, at least, because people have confidence in the money in their pocket, finally.
Yeah, it's amazing how the Consumer Confidence Index really boosts the economy, and that's just predicated on confidence. It is basically saying, yes, we're expecting tax cuts. Yes, we're expecting the president's going to drive the economy. They see the investments in a variety of states coming from a variety of companies. And once we get this corporate tax rate down to 20% from 35%, it's going to boom. And so when it booms, the Democrats like to call it trickle-down economics. Well, mm-hmm. I don't know what they call their economics, quite frankly. It's socialism. Because if the Democrats had their way, the government would own the means of production of everything.
Well, if the Democrats had their way, some of them, they would just own the voters and decide who was elected anyway, which in some ways they do. And in fact, I want to shift to that topic as we head towards the first break here. But in New Jersey, Terry McAuliffe allowed 200,000 felons to become voter eligible before the last election, which might indicate as to why the Democrat won the election. Northam won the governor's house. 200,000 felons given the right to vote in New Jersey. That doesn't happen everywhere, Megan.
Virginia,
my mistake. You're right. Virginia, same election, same day. But in Virginia, 200,000 people under Governor McAuliffe, felons allowed to vote, changed the election. In places like Nevada, it was changed for other reasons. New Hampshire, people came there and voted same day that never stayed in New Hampshire. So were the elections stolen in 2016 in some places? Megan, what say you? We got about 20 seconds.
I believe that the Nevada election was stolen. I have evidence to prove it. We've just received confirmation from the Registrar's Office of Clark County, and Donald Trump only lost by 27,000 votes.
All right, hold that thought. Hold mm-hmm. that thought. There's your teaser. Stick around, because Megan says she has the proof that Nevada was rigged, stolen, taken away from the voters. We'll talk about it right after this. It's Monday on the Steve Gruber Show.